We're learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Tzadik, Daled Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a discussion here about how long the day is, and how long is it from Aleisa Shachat to Neitz Chama, and how long from Shkia Sachama to Tzeisa Kechama. Gemara is seemingly, the Havimina, Ula, and Rabbah held that the day is 40 mil, 10 persois. It's all measured in the Gemara in mil, that the Mahalach Adam B'yayim is 40 mil, and from Aleisa Shachar to Neitz Chama, and from Shkia Sachama to Tzeisa Kechama is 5 mil. So Kuv Dais, the Sumcha Derikia, the time it takes from when the sun goes through the sky, like the Gemara says in the next Amud, the Chachma Yisrael held the sun was going through the sky, but the time it takes from the time we first see the light of the sun until we actually see the sun itself, and also at night, the time it takes from the time that we don't see the sun anymore till we don't see the last light of the sun, says the Kechavim. According to Rabbi Nula, we're 1/6 of the day. Because the day, meaning the time between Neitz Chama, between sunrise and sunset, between Neitz Chama and Shkia Chama is 30 mil. And the time it takes from the sun to get from Aleis HaShachar to Neitz Chama, or from Shkia Chama to Neitz Chama is 5 mil. 5 is a sixth of 30. That's what the Gemara said in the Havamina. And the Gemara said, would it rise in that way? If you descend, that the Avish of Kiyah Zachem Asar B'yayim, it's 1/10 in a day, because the person goes 10 persois in a day, and there's 4 persois from Aleis HaShachar to Neitz Chama, and 4 persois from Shkiyah Sacham to Seisa Kechamim. So it comes out as 1/10 in a day. Now really, like Rashi points out, the 1/6 of Rabban Ula meant 1/6 of the time between Neitz Chama and Shkiyah Chama. The Simcha Derikia, the time between Aleis and Neitz and between Shkiyah and Seis is 1/6 of the time between Neitz and Shkiyah. Rabbi Yehuda had said 1/10. 1/10 is the time between Aleis HaShachar and Seis HaKechavim. It would actually be 1/8 of the time between Neitz and Shkiyah. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the day is 40 from Aleis till Seis, and 4 mil from Aleis to Neitz, 4 mil from Shkia to Tzeis. So Kodesh is 32 mil between Neitz and Shkia. 4 out of 32 is 1/8. And the Gemara says, Tifta the Rama, Tifta the Ula, Tifta, the Gemara's Maskan is like a Mihuda. This is Negeya to what the Shir mil is, and the Shir mil is Negeya Tochus Chametz, like we had earlier in that Nemvavim and Aleph, that the Shir, that you leave the Isa, and you don't see any Samani Chimetz, you leave an Isa for a mil, so it can become Chametz, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch HaRechayim Simen Tafnan and Tesev Beis. There's also, it's a gay to the Shir Malicha, that in Yeridei Simen Samach Tesev Vav says the Shir Malicha, the Chatchila should be an hour, but B'Shas HaTchak, you could do it for the Shir Mil, and it's also Negeya to know the time, perhaps, of Aleis HaShachar, or Tzeis HaKechavim, which is another sugya a little bit. But it's also could be negayah to this sugya, is Aleis HaShachar 5 mil, in the Havana was 5 mil before Neitz Chama, and Seis Chama 5 mil after Shkiyah Chama, and the Maskan is 4 mil, exactly how much is a mil? So the Jumas Edeshen, Lagabi Hilchas Chametz, and Chelek Aleph Sim Kufchav Gimel says like this, he says, the Shir mil is a Revi'ah Shah, the Chelek Eshem Minah Shah. It's a quarter of an hour, and plus a 20th of an hour. If you make a chesed with this Gemara, the mahalach adam beinoni of 10 persois b'yayim, which is 12 hours, like it says in Perek Mishay Yatame, our Perek, you can figure out that the Shir Mil is a quarter of an hour and a 20th of an hour. And the Beis Yosef brings it in Simen Tafnan Tes, and the Shulchan Aruch there in Siv Beis Paskins that way, and Kama Paskim Asesim that way. And the Cheshbon is like this. If 40 mil is 12 hours, if you split up 40 mil into 12 hours, so each hour would be 3 and a third mil. 3 and a third times 12 is 40. 3 times 12 is 36. The third time 12 is 4. So, in every hour, there's 3 and a third mil. So, kum dais, then each mil would be a quarter of an hour and plus a 20th of an hour. A quarter of an hour, we see they didn't divide it into minutes. That's why they use that type of fraction. We divide it into minutes. It's much easier. If an hour is 60 minutes, so 12 hours is 720 minutes, that's 40 mil. So each hour, which is 60 minutes, has 3 1/3 mil. So each mil is 18 minutes. 18 times 3 is 54. And another third is 6. So that's where the shear of a mil of 18 minutes comes from. It comes from the Shulchan Aruch that says this nusach, that the mil is a quarter of an hour and a 20th of an hour. And we would say in minutes, a quarter of an hour is 15 minutes, a 20th hour is 3 minutes, 15 plus 3 is 18. And the shear is based on the fact that if 12 hours is 40 mil, so 1 hour would be 3 1/3 mil, each mil would be 18 minutes. But the Gaon in the Bi'ur Agra, and the Chagigah Gevurah speaks about it, is Matmiya, and says it's a mistake. He calls it a Toyiz Gedolah. He says, because the Chumah Sedashin obviously assumed that the day between Alois and Seis has 12 hours. It means 12 clock hours, 12 hours that we know what an hour is. That the day is split up from Alois to Seis to 12 hours. He says it's not. The equal day is split from Netz to Shkia to 12 hours. On the equal day, the Netz is 6 o'clock, and Shkia is 6 o'clock. It's 12 hours between Netz and Shkia. So Meili says every mil is 3/8 of an hour, right? The cheshbon of 3/8 of an hour is, the way the guy says, what's the maskanas ha-gemara? The maskanas ha-gemara is that there's 32 mil between Netz and Shkia. So it's not 40 mil that's divided into 12 hours, it's 32 mil that's divided into 12 hours. It's 4 mil from Alayis and Shachat to Netz Chama, and 4 mil from Shkia Sechama to Tseis HaGacham. So you knock off 8 mil from the 40, you end up with 32. So it's 32 mil from Netz to Shkia, and as they state in Rashi, the Maskel Tashema. So if in 12 hours it's 32 mil, so every hour has 2 2/3 mil, and the mil then would be 3/8 of an hour. We would call 22 and a half minutes. If 32 mil is 12 hours, 720 minutes, you'll figure out that each mil ends up being 22 and a half minutes. And that's what the Gaon and the Chayankov say, that the Shir mil is not 18 minutes, it's 22 and a half minutes. It comes at a kula in Hilchus Chametz, that in case your dough was more than 18 minutes, but it was less than 22 and a half minutes, you could still eat it on Pesach. It comes at a chumra in Hilchus Melicha, that the smallest Shir Melicha is not 18 minutes, but 22 and a half minutes. Now the Gaon brings the third Shir of the mil. The third Shir of the mil is the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and Perek Gimel that says that the mil is 2/5 of an hour. 2/5 of an hour, we would call that 24 minutes. And that's what the Rav Bartanura says. Now, Zog the Gaon, what's Pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam seems to be going like the Havamina. The Rambam also agrees to him scientifically that the 12 clock hours is between Netz and Shkia. That's what it is. So where did the Rambam get the share of 24 minutes, of 2/5 of an hour? Because if you make the Cheshbon like the Havamina, that there are 40 mil in a day and 5 mil between Alois and Netz, and 5 mil between Shkia and Seis, so couldn't they say 30 mil in 12 hours? If there's 30 mil in 12 hours, so each hour has 2.5 mil. 12 times 2.5 is 30. And each mil would be 2/5 of an hour. 2/5 times 2.5 is the hour, right? So it's 24 minutes. But the guy in his bother, the Gemara says that Ula was itaisiv, and the maskanis is 32 mil from Netz to Shkia. So kumtais, that the mil should have to be 3/8 of an hour, 22 and a half minutes. But he says, could be the Ram and a girsa, different girsa in the Gemara, that wasn't itaisiv. But the Gemara's problem is a steer in the Ramah. Because like we said, the Ramah in Pirush Mishnayos says that the mil is 24 minutes. It's 2/5 of an hour. And I forgot to mention, the Rambam in Yad is also mashma that we pass in like Gula, because the Rambam in Yad says that the shear of Derech HaChag is 15 mil. The Chayyim, that's not the Maskanas HaGemara. Ula said 15 mil, Ula L'tamei, that says, Kol Shein Yach Alavi B'Shash Shchita, and Savolah, Ki Yada Om Rambam B'Chanam B'Yechanan Kamam Ha'alach Adam B'Yem Masar B'Sayis, and Malay Sashach and Yitzacham is 5 mil, and from Shkia Sacham and Sesacham is 5 mil. So that's where the Shir 15 comes from. And we spoke in the previous Shir, the Rashi says it means from Chatzais to Shkia, and the Rambam says it means from Netz to Chatzais. But either way, it's 15 mil is half of the day. So that sounds like Vaitel Maskana, the Rambam held that the day is 30 mil. But the Gemara Lamaisa said not to wait. The Gemara Lamaisa said the day was 32 mil. So in the end, the Rambam should paskin that Shir Derech HaChag should be 16 mil. Elamai, the Rambam somehow had a different girsa that Ula wasn't Itaisav. Later in the Shir, we'll give a passable teres for the Rambam. Now, the Goyim brings a steer in the Rambam, the Magen Avraham also in Siman Pei Tes asks the same steer, that the Rambam in the beginning of Bracha says that from Aloysa Shacha to Netzah Chama is an hour and a fifth. Now, that would fit with the Truma Sedesh is very good, because it's 4 mil. If 18 minutes is a mil, so 4 mil would be 72 minutes, an hour and 12 minutes, an hour and a fifth. Perfect. And the Goyim held that the Truma Sedesh is connected to the Metzias. Why would a mil be 18 minutes? That would only be if 12 hours would be from Aloysa Shachat to Seisa Kechavim. But since we know that's not what the 12 hours are, 12 hours is from Netz till Shkia, so Nela Mil is 22 and a half minutes. So the 4 mil is 90 minutes. Not Shoah V'chaymish, Shoah Machza. But L'chayim, there are two stiris in the Rambam. The fact that the Rambam is saying like the Truma Sedesh, which the Goyim is saying is very shrewd, it doesn't stem with the Metzias. But there are two stiris in the Rambam. One is the Rambam says clearly in Pirush Mishnayis here that a mil is two-fifths of an hour. So if there be 4 mil between Shkia and Tzeisa Kechavim, or the Rambam there is talking about Aleisa Shachat to Netzah Chama, if there be 4 mil, so it should be 4 times 24, which is 96 minutes, which is more than an hour and a half. It's certainly not a Shah of a Chaimish. And particularly, that the shear of two-fifths of a mil comes by saying it's 5 mil. It fits perfectly if you say that the 12 hours is the 30 mil, the 12 hours is between Shkia, is between Netz and Shkia. If we go like the Metzias, 40 mil is from Alois till Tzeis. So that means if it's 5 mil from Alois to Netz, and 5 mil between Shkia and Tzeis, so it's 30 mil between Netz and Shkia, which is 12 hours. So that would mean that each mil is 24 minutes. And then you have 5 mil between Aleis and Netz. So the 5 mil between Aleis and Netz would be 2 hours. Echavishi should be imperfect. So really, according to the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayis here in Pesachim that says the mil is 24 minutes, and particularly with the Yan that says that the Shir Derech HaChayka, which is 6 hours, is 15 mil, seemingly going like the Havamina, 15 mil in 6 hours, the mil is clearly 24 minutes, like he says in Pirush Mishnayis here in Pesachim. So we should say that there are 5 mil between Aleisa Shachar and Netzah Chama, and the nail of the Shir should be 2 hours, not an hour, not Shah V'chaymish. So there's really two steers. One is in the Shir mil. If you're going with 4 mil, but here he says the Shir mil is 2/5 of an hour, 24 minutes. So it should be a coupon of 96 minutes. And second, it shouldn't be 4 mil, it should be 5 mil. So it should be 2 hours. Where did he get Shah V'chaymish? The Shah V'chaymish comes from the fact that he's saying it's 4 mil, and you're also saying that the 12 hours is 40 mil, which it's not, because the 12 hours is between Netz and Shkia, it's not between Aleis and Seis. So that's what the Rambam is, that's what the Goyim is bothered with the Rambam. But come to Eistavayla, we have 3 Deis in the Shir Mil. Truma Sedesh says the Mil is the Revi'a Shah V'Chelechof in the Shah, which is 18 minutes. And the Makar is that the 40 Mil is split up into 12 hours. And the Mil, if 40 Mil is 12 hours, so each Mil is 18 minutes. And the Goyim says it's a Tais. A Tais in Metzias. Because really, because the Truma Sedesh thought that the 12 hours from Zaleis HaShach and Seis HaKachavim, but really the 12 hours is from Netz to Shkia. So according to the Maskanas HaGemara, there's 32 mil. So each mil is going to be 22 and a half minutes. And you have the Shita Saramim that says 24 minutes, which is brought in the Peskim. The Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Prichadish bring down the Shita Saramim. And the Chayyad Dan Skabay that the 30 mil between Netz and Shkia. 30 mil in the 12 hours. So each mil then would be 24 minutes. But it's not stimming with the Rambam Pishnayis of Brachas. It says that between Aleis and Netz is an hour and a fifth. Now the Goyim in Siman Tafnun Tes, after he asks his kashis and calls it a Tayyiz Gedela, and says it's impossible to say that the Shir is 18 minutes because that's saying that the 12 hours in the 40 mil and really there's 12 hours in the 32 mil, he comes up with a good pshat. He says, I'll tell you pshat in the Pirush Mishnayis LaHarambam in Brachas that says that it's Shah V'chaymish. Because that's clear from the sugya that Ula and Rabbah was saying that the 40 mil of the day was between Alois HaShachar and Seis HaGechavah. And whatever Zman there is between Alois HaShachar and Eitz HaChamah, and between Shkiyah HaChamah and Seis HaGechavah, is going to be deducted from the 40 mil. But Zag the guy in Rabbi Yehuda, in the Braisa, didn't hold that way. When Rabbi Yehuda says, HaMahalach of Adam Beinu B'yayim is Eser Barsois, he means to include the Eser Barsois goes all the way from Alois HaShachar. I mean, the Eser Barsois, let me forget it. When Rabbi Yehuda says, the Mahalach Adam B'yayim is Eser Barsois, he means Davka from Neitz HaChamah to Shkiyah HaChamah, that's it. He doesn't mean the entire time from Alois to Tzeis is 40 Barsois. It's 10 Barsois, 40 mil. He means Davka, the time between Neitz and Shkiyah, is 10 Barsois, 40 mil. And the 4 mil between Alois and Neitz, and the 4 mil between Shkiyah and Tzeis, is added on to the 40 mil. And he says, and as I state, because if Yehuda said, Echem Ve'asar B'yayim, 1/10 of the day. And the Echem Mishisha B'yayim, the Yayim then from Neitz to Shkiyah. So Yehuda's Echem Ve'asar B'yayim also means the Yayim from Neitz to Shkiyah. So the 40 Barsois is changing. The 40 Barsois is all from just from Neitz to Shkiyah. And Memela, the 40 Barsois do take 12, the 40 mil, I mean the 10 Barsois do take 12 hours. And Mel, the 18 minutes works perfectly. The Gaon's whole kasha was, because we learned like Rashi and Tesis, that didn't change. The 40 Barsois was always from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaKechavah. So Kumdes, how much is the 12 hours? We know that 12 hours is from Neitz HaChamah to Shkiyah HaChamah. So how much is 12 hours then? And the Havim in the 12 hours was 30 mil. Because you had to take off the 5 mil from each side, you have to take off the 10 mil from the 40 Barsois, you're left with 30. So how much is a mil? A mil is 2/5 of an hour, 24 minutes, like the Rambam. In the Maskana Sagamara, according to Rashi and Tesis, the 40 mil is still between Alois and Tzeis. You take off 4 mil between Alois and Neitz, and 4 mil between Shkiyah and Tzeis, you're left with 32 mil. 12 hours and 32 mil would make each mil to be 22 and a half minutes. But now the Gaon saying a new pshat. The 40 mil is between Neitz and Shkiyah. So 40 mil is 12 hours. That makes it a mil is 18 minutes exactly like the Tshuva Zedesha. As like the Gaon, we have two good geshmak hazachim based on this pshat. First of all, the Echad Me'asar B'yayim. We don't have to imagine it means the whole day between Alois and Tzeis. Not like the Echad Mishisha B'yayim. No, it means the day between Neitz and Shkiyah. And that's good for the Kasha. That's the Kasha in Rabban Ula. But he says, now we can have a very geshmak of pshat in the next Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Leimit have the Tufta de Rabbi Yechanan. The L'chaim, we have a Kasha in Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan also said that the day was 40 mil and there's 5 mil between Shkiyah Sacham and Tzeis Sacham and 5 mil between Alois HaShachar and Neitz HaChamah. So Gemara says, Amlach Rabbi Yechanan, no be a mamma who da'amri. I said in the day there's 40 mil. Rabbananu de Katoi, the Rabbanan made a mistake. The Chachajmin, the Kadma v'chashecha. They counted the early ones and the later ones. So Rashi says the pshat, the shtikl daichik pshat, that I never told them it was 4 mil. I just said the entire day was 40 mil. They made up the 5 mil. Why did they make up the 5 mil? Because they didn't realize that people do walk 5 mil between Alois and Neitz because they get up early. They start before Alois. Or they walk 5 mil between Shkia and Seis, but they come late. They come after Tzeis, so that's a kadam mechashaycha. Shtikl shay. Should have just said, an ami imam mekamri. And I never said the 4 mil. I said, I never said 5 mil, I mean 4 mil. But according to this pshat, it's very good. Rabbi Yechanan said, my 40 mil was panka between Neitz and Shkia. An ami imam mekamri. I never said between Alois and Seis. I said, mi imam between Neitz and Shkia, like Buddha said. The Rabbanah thought I meant between Alois and Seis. No, I meant between Eitz and Shkiyah. And the guy says it's a first Yishami that holds this way. Yishami in the beginning of Masechtas Brachas. Yishami there says that the thickness of the Rekiah is a mahalach of 50 years. And the mahalach of the Chama B'yayim is 500 years. Nimsa Ayvishu Rekiah is 1/10 of the day. Mefurish that 1/10 of the day doesn't mean 1/10 of the day from Alois till Seis. The 50 years of the Simcha Derikia is 1/10 of the 500 years of the Halach B'yayim. So you see clearly that the tenth, the 40 mil, the tenth of the day is the tenth of the day from Neis to Shkia. And that's mamish like the Rambam, that between Alois and Neitz is Shav Chemish, the tenth of the day. The day between Neitz and Shkia is 12 hours. Between Alois and Neitz is the tenth of that, which is Shav Chemish, an hour and a fifth, 72 minutes. And Zag the Gayim Lefi says, Nicha Koil. So what's interesting is, what does the Gayim mean Lamaskana? It's not so clear. The guy is saying this Gavaldig Anub Shat in the Gemara, and we'll come out according to that, that the mill would be 18 minutes. Mamish like the Chumas Hadesh and the Shulchan Aruch. Now, originally he said about the Chumas Hadesh and the Shulchan Aruch, it's a Shkaga Gedoy Lehim Ma'oid. It's negative Mitzias. And he fears eyes, Ve'ein Lachal Kamashi Kasafti, the Achezhu Me'anet Sacham, and Shkia Sacham, and Yud Be'eshais, and the mill is Gimel Shmin, it's 3/8 of an hour, it's like 22 and a half minutes. That's what he writes in the beginning of the shtickle, the long shtickle of Biagran Simon Tufnan Tess. So it sounds like, what if you read just that point, it sounds like, what's the maskan of the Gain? We'll learn the Gemara like Rashi, that the 40 mil are between Alois and Seis. So couldn't I say 32 mil between Shkia, between Eitz and Shkia? So couldn't I say each mil is 22 and a half minutes? Because it's 12 hours in Eitz and Shkia, and each mil is 22 and a half minutes. And from Alois to Eitz is 4 mil. 4 mil of 22 and a half minutes apiece is an hour and a half. It's 1/8 of the day. So that would sound like that's his maskana. But then, at the end of the shtickle, he writes his Gavaldige Yishuv, a whole new pshat in the Gemara. He brings Raya from the Gemara, he brings a Raya from the Yerushalmi. So why is he called a Shkaga Gedela and Ein Lecha Lekamesha Kasavti, that the mil is Gimel Shminis? Now the mill could be 18 minutes like the Shulchan Aruch. What's the pshat? So what's interesting is like this. In the Vilna Shas, and the Mefarshim at the end of Sanhedrin, on the Memvav and Aleph, I mean on the Taizim, Mem Aleph and Mebeiz Menach, there's a sefer they call Chalufa Gersayis of Pinusach Yashem Masech the Sanhedrin. And there, the one who wrote this Chalufa Gersayis of Pinusach Yashem Masech the Sanhedrin wrote the following. He says, Vida, Shadivir Avenu Agra Anal, he quoted this guy in Tzafnantes, Haysef HaMatik Alvim HaShakasa B'Shnei Suliyo Reish Brachas Medalesev Etzim Ksavit Kashi Al Shulchan Aruch. That in the Ksavian and Shulchan Aruch, he didn't write this pshat. This pshat really comes from the Shnei Suliyo. And he says, and now we can understand that in the beginning he writes, it's Mamash Tumur Moed, it's a Tayyiz, it's a Shkogu Gedela. And at the end, he says, Pshat to your Masaka. The Teret says, like the Parsha Pshat in the Gemara of Sachem, like Rashi, which is that's what the Goyin held, it's a Tayyis Taka. But Lefim Ashachidish Rebbeinu Agoyin Lezuk Nosai, Kamesh Kazab Shnei Salyo, when Magdam is around the period Shabbeinu Al Mishlei, and he brings the Yerushalmi, so then the Chumas Neshin is Cheshman is good. For Yofa Asa Matik Shehitzik Dvarim Shesayisim Makan Kilu Bidi Berechan Emru. So he's explaining a little bit the mystery of this Bir Agra, that in the beginning, he's so shtar keneg of the Chumas Hadesh, he says it's a Tayyis and Mitzis, it makes no sense. The 12 hours, he thought that there are 12 hours in between Alois and Seis. It's not. 12 hours in between Eitz and Shkia, like everybody knows. And Mel the Shivul is not 18 minutes, it's 22 and a half minutes. And Dalad Mil is not 72 minutes, Dalad Mil is an hour and a half. And that's Taka the Cheshmi, if you're in the Gemara like Rashi, and he didn't have another pshat in the Gemara. But Leis Ignus is Mechadish, a whole new pshat in the Gemara. That the 40 mil of Rebbe Yehuda Guf is between Eitz and Shkia. So come there's the 40 mil of Shkia is 12 hours. The Chumas Hadesh and Shkia is beautifully. But he said the Matik put them both together. Kila B'di B'rech and Emru, so it didn't make sense. But now we understand it's two different things. The guy in Moschei is a Leis Ignus. He had a new Pshat in the Gemara, Leis Ignus. The one who wrote this, I found, it's in the Achriz Dover in the Shas Vilna, it's printed at the end of Masechtas Nida. The one who wrote this Lufa Gersayis, whose name is Rav Avraham Abba Kleinemann, he was the one that was Masada, the Bi Agra Neredeya. And the Akdama to his Seder of the Bi Agra Neredeya, he writes a critique on the one who was Masada, the Bi Agra Nerechayan, that he says he took from all the different notebooks that were there, all different Pshatim of the guy, and he put it into one seamless Pirish. But the problem is that sometimes they didn't stem with each other. He, instead, when he made his Bi'ur Groni Yerideya, he used to write, like you'll see when you're learning Bi'ur Groni Yerideya, it says, Likut, Likut, Likut. Whenever there's something else from a different thing, he would identify that it's not in the original notebook of the Bi'ur Groni Yerideya, that's coming from other places. But he says, the one in Archaim didn't do so. So here again, he's being machzik in his critique. That's really two different shtiklach, and it's when you put them together, then you don't understand what the kohen's doing. It's really two different shtiklach. One he wrote when he was younger, when the only pshat he had in the Gemara Pesachim was Rashi's pshat, so Truma Sadesh didn't stem. But then there's Mechanish and new pshat, so now the Truma Sadesh stems. So let's chazer over this whole shtickle, and then I'm going to say over a new teretz to the steer in the Rambam based on the Gaon's new pshat. The shtickle starts with the Truma Sadeshin. He says that a mil is a quarter of an hour and 1/20th of an hour, in other words, 18 minutes, based on the cheshbon of 40 mil per day. Very simple cheshbon. If 40 mil is 12 hours, make the cheshbon, 40 mil is 12 hours, the mil is going to end up to be 18 minutes. 720 minutes divided by 40 is 18. And as I paskin the Shulchan Aruch and Kama paskin the Levush, the Chayadam and others. Problem is, the Gain and the Chalkyankov also says, but the 40 mil is between Alois and Seis. And the 12 hours, we all know, is between Eitz and Shkia. The Eitz and Shkia la Maskana Singamar is 32 mil. 32 mil divided in 12 hours will leave you that each mil is 22 and a half minutes. They're called 3/8 of an hour. Now there's also the Shita Saramam in Perish Mishnayis, which says that a mil is 24 minutes. And that would stim, if you go like the Haman of the Gemara, that the day is 40 mil, and from Nes to Shkia is 30 mil, because there's 5 mil between Aleis and Nes, and 5 mil between Shkia and Seis. So between Nes and Shkia is 30 mil. So 30 mil is 12 hours. So that would make each mil 2/5 of an hour, 24 minutes. And then, you'll have to say between Aleis and Nates is 2 hours. 1/6 of the day. Echa Mashisha B'yayim, like Rabbi said. But the Chari, the Gemara said, Tiyufta. But the Vayis says, the Rabbi didn't have a different gear. So that's all from the Gayan before he was Mechadish as Nubshat. Now the Gayan was Mechadish as Nubshat, that when Rabbi Huda said that Mahalach Adam the yayim is 40 mil, he means the yayim between Eitz and Shkia. And how do we know he means that? Because he said that the Sumcha of the Rekia is 1/10 of the day. And 1/10 of the day means 1/10 of the day between Eitz and Shkia. So Kumbay's 40 mil is taka 12 hours. Because the Maskana Sagamara, the 40 mil is between Eitz and Shkia. And the 4 mil between Aleis and Eitz and between Shkia and Seis is added to that 40 mil. So Kumbay's Lefisa is very good. The day is taka 12 hours is taka 40 mil, the mil is 18 minutes, and 4 mil would be 72 minutes. All lefi the Gaon's Nubshat in the Gemara, not lefi Rashi. So let's answer the steer in the Rambam, that the Gaon and the Magen Avraham asked. The Rambam says that the mil is 2/5 of an hour, 24 minutes, and the Rambam here in Pirush Mishnayis says it's 15 mil, Derech HaChayk, and that's what he passes in the Ad, Derech HaChayk is 15 mil. So 15 mil is 6 hours. So then, a mil is taka 24 minutes. So, oy bezoy, what's the pshat in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis and Brachas? It says that the shir from Loisa Shachat, Eitzel Chamesh, Shav, V'chaymish, first of all, it's 24 minutes, 24 times 4 is 96, not 72. It's more than Shav Machsa. Second of all, it should be 5 mil, lefi the haven of the Gemara. Echa Mashish should be Yom, so it should be 2 hours. Why does the Rambam write Shav, V'chaymish in Brachas? So, I was going to say, from my chaver of Nosson Klugman, who told me there's a teretz from the guy in the Mechil Mechashleizig Zetzal, which is in Kaivitz Eish Tamid, and someone else is Mechavim to the Shigla, Rafael Yud Reichman, and it's printed in Kaivitz Sunis, but Akopanim, this is the teretz. This is the sheet that the Rambam, and all the Rambams are going to shtim. The Rambam held, Ula told you that Medim is 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. That's the fact, it is. That's what Ula said, it's 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. And that's not gebaked on anything. Ula didn't figure it out because of what he held the day was. It is. Medim is 15 mil away from Mishlayim. So Kumtais, 15 mil is a 6 hour thing. And that's how you know if 15 mil is 6 hours. So each mil is 24 minutes. That's pshat in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis earlier that a mil, the sheer mil is 24 minutes because that's the fact. The Tana and the Mishnah said that Derech HaChayk is 15 mil. Ula said 50 mil means any achal kanes b'shas achila. Any achal kanes b'shas achila means a 6 hour walk. And medium is 50 mil. 50 mil is 6 hours, period. That's the shir mil. So what do we do with Rabbi Huda here? Taisa's Rabbi Huda holds a different shir mil. If Rabbi Huda holds a day, it's 40 mil. And we'll go with the Gaon's pshat. The day is 40 mil means from from Nes to Shkia. So Rabbi Yehuda happens told that there's 20 mil in 6 hours. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the Shkia of the Erech HaChayik would be 20 mil. That's okay. But at Tana holds it's 15 mil. So at Tana holds the Shkia mil is 24 minutes. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Shkia mil is 18 minutes. And who do we pass it like? We pass it like our Tana. There's a Machlekes Tanoim in the Shkia mil. Our Tana holds the Shkia mil is 24 minutes. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Shkia mil is 18 minutes. Why? Because our Tana holds that in 6 hours you can walk 15 mil. That's what Medin is. That's the fact. And we never shlugged the bull about that. And Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold that you can walk in 6 hours 20 mil. But that's a Machlekes Tanoim. And we pass in 15 mil. So Kumtas the Rambam is right to say that the Shkia mil is 24 minutes. So why is the Gemara bringing Rabbi Yehuda if we don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda is teaching us about the day. Rabbi Yehuda is telling us the proportion of Alois Tenates and Shkia Tetzeis to the day. That there's no machlokes about. Now he happens to be using his own Shkia mil. And we happen to have to hold of his Shkia mil, but that's okay. That's a different shaila. What the Shkia mil is one shaila. But there's another shaila. What's the proportion of the day? How does the day work? What's the sumcha derikia? How much of a day is taken up between Alois and Seis, and how much of the day is taken up between Shkia and Seis? Ula and Rabbah held that's 1/6 of the day. They held the day was 30 mil. The day between Nates and Shkia was 30 mil. And they held there was 5 mil between Alois and Nates, and 5 mil between Shkia and Seis. So Kundais is the sixth of the day. They taka held between Alois and Nates is 2 hours, between Shkia and Seis is 2 hours. Rabbi Yehuda, no. Rabbi Yehuda, this is not the way. The way we're learning Rabbi Yehuda, the way the Goyim's Pshat, the day is 40 mil. And between Alois and Nates is 4 mil. Between Shkia and Seis is 4 mil. It's a tenth of the day. Now we know that between Nates and Shkia is 12 hours, so we'll say it in hours. So Kumtais between Alois and Nates is 72 minutes, an hour and a quarter. It's a tenth of the day, a tenth of the 12 hours. And between Shkia and Seis is also 72 minutes. So the Tuvda de Ula, Tuvda de Rab, has nothing to do with the Shkia mil. It has to do with the Shkia of how much time is it between Alois HaShachar and Nates HaChama, and between Shkia HaChama and Seis HaChavim, what proportion of the day it is. So there we pass like a Behuda. So the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis of Brachas, it says, it's Shav V'chaymish, that's Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Pshat of the Gain. That it's a tenth of the day. The day is 12 hours. This is an hour and a fifth. Parshit. Ula held that it was 2 hours, 5 mil, and it's a sixth of the day. A sixth of the 12-hour day, 2 hours. And we all know it's a tenth of the 12-hour day. And Shav V'chaymish, very simple. But how much is a Shkia mil? It's true. Rabbi Yehuda expressed his way of saying it in what he held the Shkia mil was. But according to him, the Shkia mil was 18 minutes, and that's how he expressed it. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda in the Shkia mil. We pass like the Tana Stam Mishnah in the Shkia mil. The Shkia mil, according to the Mishnah, 15 mil is 6 hours, so it's 24 minutes. So in a chanami, the way we would express the Shkia mil, we wouldn't say that the day between Eitz and Shkia is 40 mil. We would say it's 30 mil. And we would say that between Alois and Eitz, or between Shkia and Seis, we would call 3 mil. Because we all the mil is 24 minutes. But it doesn't matter what you call it. It doesn't matter how you express it in terms of mil. Rabbi Yehuda, we hold the Rabbi Yehuda. We hold the Rabbi Yehuda in terms of time. That the time between Alois and Nates, and the time between Shkia and Seis is a tenth of the time between Nates and Shkia, which is 12 hours, a tenth of that, so 72 minutes. That's what Yehuda said. He happens to hold that the Shkia mil is 18 minutes, and he happens to hold that there's 40 mil between Nates and Shkia, and 4 mil between Alois and Nates, and 4 mil between Shkia and Seis. But in the Shkia mil, we don't hold like him. We hold like the Mishnah, that is actually the Shkia mil is 15 mil in 6 hours. So Kumtas the mil is 24 minutes. So we would express it at the 3 mil. We would say, now that the day is 40 mil and there's 4 mil between each one, the day is 30 mil and there's 3 mil between each one. That's what we would say, Lamaskana. But it doesn't matter, because we're not discussing the Shkia mil. We're discussing the Shkia between Alois and Nates. So Kumtas the Fiza is very good. The Shkia mil, the Gabi Chimitz and Malik and everything, would take be 24 minutes. But the Shia by Elisa Shachar Neitzel Cham would take a bishav v'chaim, which is only 2 minutes. That's the pshat of Gavaldik of Pshat.